But he did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He followed the example of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, continuing the sins that Jeroboam had led Israel to commit. You would think that Jehoahaz, who began to rule Israel, would have looked to those who had gone before him and decided, that was a good king and that was a bad king. I'm going to follow the good king's example. But no, we are told he did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He followed the example of Jeroboam, continuing the sins that Jeroboam had led Israel to commit. So it's not just the sins that Jeroboam were doing. It was the sins that he was doing that led Israel, the whole nation, to follow him as well. And he hadn't learned. He hadn't looked and gone, you know what, that's not a good example. In fact, you have to question where he was with God, because when we follow God, we follow what God commands us to do. We're obedient to what he wants us to do. Jehoahaz wasn't obedient. In fact, he wasn't looking to God. He was looking to Jeroboam, and he must have liked what Jeroboam was doing, and he said, I am going to follow him. But because he was a person of influence, he was the king of Israel, Israel, the nation, would have followed him as well as they followed Jeroboam. And we have to be really careful as Christians that no matter what we do, we do have a sphere of influence. And if we're not following God and his commandments for us, then we are following something else. But other people will look to us. They will look to us either as Christians, or look to us as positions, people within positions or authority, or even leaders, whatever God has called us to do. We have a sphere of influence which we need to be aware of. And who do we follow? Well, as Christians, we're called to follow God, and we're called to follow his commandments, and we do it obediently because we know that those truly are the right way to live our lives. Jehoahaz did not do that. He made a bad choice. It's recorded for us in 2 Kings that he followed the examples of man rather than the examples that God has set before us. When you hear those words, he did what was evil in the Lord's sight, does that sound good? We don't want to do what is evil in the Lord's sight. We want to do good. You know, we will not see him as a good person from there on in. He followed another person. He followed Jeroboam, who led Israel to commit their sins as well. So let's take today's verse and understand, no matter what God's called us to do, we have a sphere of influence, how we can influence people. Now, if we're living for God and being obedient to his calling on our lives and not doing evil in his sight, we will be doing good things and we'll be honouring God. People will see that and they will respect us for that. But most of all, a lot of people will follow our actions, and that is so important that we must make sure that we are not like Jehoahaz, that we must follow God instead of following man. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are called by you and we all have a sphere of influence. Let us be good to those people who see us and not bad. Amen.